Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are live at State Farm Arena. Hawks, Mavs tonight. Opening night, and you'll be able to listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Right now, though, we say good afternoon to Ross Tucker, guys. Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to the data and insight the sports books do not want you to see. Be smarter. Bet the books. Download the BetQL app today. Ross, we start with the Dolphins. We play the Dolphins Sunday. But this news about the Dolphins making a potential trade for Deshaun Watson is interesting because the timing, and then what does it say about Tua if, in fact, this turns out to be true? What are you hearing about all of this?
Well, what I think is most interesting about it is that when a longtime beat writer for the team reports that there's a good chance that they come to terms on a trade with a specific team like this, you know, during the week, the next week, it seems to me like they're fishing a little bit, right? I mean, it seems to me like they are trying to get somebody else to give them a better offer and or, you know, hope that they can spark at least another interest, enough interest that they get more from the Dolphins. I mean, otherwise, right, you just make the trade, right? So pretty clearly, they are looking for something very specific here, and they're looking for more. I continue to believe that I'll believe it when I see it. Now, if the Falcons beat the Dolphins and the Dolphins look bad, and especially, I guess, if Tua doesn't look good, I think it's a possibility. I've just always thought that it wouldn't happen until after the season. I always thought at this point, if you're the Texans, you're going to get more in return for Deshaun Watson if you wait till the offseason. And the teams might have some more clarity as it relates to his off-the-field issues, although who knows at this point, man? I mean, I haven't heard anybody put any type of, you know, firm, good timeline on when we might know more.
So you're saying John McClain just pawned in Game of Life, Carl, like Mungo. Yeah, McClain, our buddy from the Houston Chronicle who broke that story. It's our buddy Ross Tucker here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. All right, Ross, Falcons are 2-3, could be 3-2. We kind of let one slip against Washington. About what you'd expect from Arthur Smith's team in the first year?
Yeah, I think this is. And honestly, they've been playing better as of late. My co-host on the Fantasy Feast podcast pointed out, you guys probably know this, his name's Joe Dolan. I guess the first couple games or first three games, Matt Ryan, maybe first two, he was averaging like 5.5 yards per attempt or something. Now it's over 10 yards per attempt. Right. So Matt Ryan has almost doubled, you know, going down the field with the football. So it's been a change, you know, over the last few weeks. And I think that the offense is certainly playing better as a result.
Tonight we've got a Thursday Night Football. It's Ross Tucker, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Odyssey NFL Insider. It's not an intriguing game, but I want to ask you, if you are the Browns, do you pay Baker Mayfield? This was a make-it-or-break-it year for him. Now he's injured. They're not winning. Is he your future franchise quarterback?
Well, first of all, I know nothing else is going on in Atlanta today. I know it's not like the Braves are playing or the Hawks are playing or anything like that.
Right.
So make sure before the Browns and the Broncos comes on, make sure you check out FAU at Charlotte, because I'm in Charlotte right now about to head over to the stadium. I'm calling that game for CBS Sports Network tonight. So I don't know what time the Hawks and the Braves start, but if you can watch me, just watch me for the first 5 minutes when they actually show my face on TV. Don't worry about the rest of it.
We're going to cordon off an area and stream it. We're going to stream it over here, Ross. I'll let you know.
Nice. You know, it is funny, though, the Baker Mayfield thing, because I tweeted this yesterday at Ross Tucker NFL. What happens if Case Keenum plays really well? You know, my sense is, just being around it for a long time, if Case Keenum plays really well, I think they might give Baker a little bit more time to heal. You know, a little bit more time for that shoulder to feel better. And if he plays well again, yeah, you know what? Let's make sure he's totally 100%. I have seen this so many times. We'll see whether or not it happens. But the reality is, I feel like if Case Keenum plays really well, I don't think they'll end up paying Baker as much as he wants to get paid. I'm sure he could still get paid to be the starting quarterback there. But I think there's a belief among some people, and I'm not sure I disagree with them, that there are other quarterbacks that could, you know, function at a pretty high level and be pretty productive in that offense.
It's this team that is just so confusing. Now, we talked about, you know, the injuries and expectations. Like, that's a team. They've got expectations. They're not anywhere near expected. Miami still have expectations. This year, they were going to take a step to the playoff and not even close. I mean, there's always somebody rising or falling. Who are the teams you believe in? Obviously, Tampa Bay we believe in. You believe the Rams are going to be there in January for, like, the NFC Championship?
I do, and in fact, I thought the Packers, Bucks, and Rams would be where they are. What I'm surprised by is the Cowboys and the Cardinals. You know, you guys look at it, in the NFC, there's five teams with five wins or more, and then there's a drop-off. Nobody has four wins in the NFC. So you're either five wins plus and you're looking like a real contender, or you're three wins or less and you're kind of, you know, looking up trying to get one of those last two spots, but not looking like you really have a great chance to be as good as those other five. I mean, those five teams all look to me like they've got a legit chance to make a run.
It's Ross Tucker, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, as he does each and every week. Odyssey NFL Insider. I know we don't talk a lot about the betting aspect most days with you. We just kind of get the info. But are you taking the 17.5 points Arizona is favored over the Texans?
If I played that, I don't like spreads that high, but if I played that game, I would take the Texans and the points, because my expert analysis tells me that the Texans have played very well, in odd weeks. Week one, they beat Jacksonville. Week three, they were right there with Carolina. Week five, they should have beat the Patriots. In even weeks, the Texans are horrific, and they've gotten smoked. It's an odd week, so I would take the Texans and the points, and that's the expert former player analysis you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, no, thanks, Ross. It's a strange week. I mean, dude, I'm looking at my fantasy rush. I'm starting Sam Darnold and Sterling Shepard, okay? I mean, it's a bad week right now between bye weeks and injuries and a lot of mismatches and teams that are like double-digit spreads, like the golf bowl. You know, we talked to her, you just mentioned the Rams, one of those teams you believe in the NFC. We've been having a lot of fun playing Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach. I know every coach has got his own style, but do players like the emotional? And the guy was crying, Ross, after a Week 5 loss to Minnesota. I mean, is that going to burn out in the locker room? Or do you think guys rally around a guy like that?
I think they rally around him, I would say, but then they came out against the Bengals and they were terrible. I actually thought they had a great chance to win that game. I took, you know, the Lions and the points, and they got slaughtered. I thought it was a really mature win for the Bengals. You know, the Bengals were coming off that overtime loss to the Packers that would have kind of been a statement game for them. Really impressed with the Bengals coming back from that to just take care of business against the Lions. I think players like knowing that the coach cares, and clearly Dan Campbell cares. I guess the question will be, you know, whether or not they actually perform better. Your question about the burnout one is interesting. I don't really know the answer to that, other than I played with Dan briefly in Dallas, and he is genuine. Like, that's him. He cares that much, and I don't see how that could be a bad thing.
Who's the best 5-1 team? Ravens? Green Bay? Is it Tampa? Is it the Rams? Who's the best 5-1? We know the Arizona Cardinals are the only undefeated team. Who's the best 5-1 team?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think right now I would say the Baltimore Ravens. You know, they're starting to get a little bit healthier. Their defense played much better against the Chargers. You know, they've been doing it mainly with Lamar Jackson's arm and throwing the ball. Well, against the Chargers, they got the run game going. They got the defense going. You know, Justin Herbert couldn't do anything. So if the Ravens get the run game and the defense going along with Lamar throwing the ball better, look out.
You know, it's funny, we just talked about the coaching staffs, and I mentioned how, what do you thought, you know, about the Falcons being 2-3. We have Arthur Smith on, you know, every week on our show, and Ed Ross. It's just a different energy. You know, you mentioned knowing Dan, and coaches, you know, you played in a lot of teams in the NFL. It just seems like there's a really cool, low-key vibe, and it's not a knock on Dan Quinn, but it just seems like, do you believe, though, that sometimes players and teams, the message just does get stale?
I definitely think the message can get stale with a certain coach over a length of time. I also think the most important thing for a coach is to be genuine. You know, guys can see right through you if you're not being authentic or real. And I think I told you guys this before, my last year as a player, 07, was Arthur Smith's first year as a coach in Washington. So I got to know him a little bit. Like, that's him. He's kind of reserved. He's not, you know, he's not like a real loud guy, but if you ever have a conversation with him, he's very personable. He's an impressive dude, just goes about it a much different way.
Ross, it's always good to have you on, man. Good luck when you call tonight. FAU, make sure you check Ross Tucker out. He'll join us next week. Hey, man, enjoy. Be safe. Thanks again.
All right, see you guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.